British troops say they have established control over the southern Iraqi city of Basra. CNN's Diane Muriel has been in the city since Sunday, traveling with a squadron of so-called Desert Rats, the nickname of the 7th Armored Brigade. She says there was some minor resistance today.
The Fedayeen militia and other Iraqi forces may not all have completely left the city, but for the most part, the British are confident that they have most of the city under their control, at least it is secure for the time being.
There have been reports for several days now of quite widespread looting in the city. What have you seen today?
What's happened today is that the people have been coming to the various barracks that the British have now requisitioned and petitioning the British to stop the looting, saying that they do not need water, they do not need food, but they do need security. As far as the British are concerned, they are an army and not a police force. However, they have identified that there are different types of looting going on. Some of it is just opportunistic, the very, very poor taking whatever they can carry. The rest of the looting seems to be organized criminals within Basra who've identified the official government residences, the power stations, and have the wherewithal to steal the generators, etc. And these are the people that the British are now going to target.
The way you're describing it, it sounds really like something of a free-for-all there. What, if anything, are British troops doing to prevent it?
What they're trying to do is make contact with an emerging leadership here in Basra. They are in touch with leaders of the city, people who perhaps may have been compromised in the past by their association with the Ba'ath Party, but nonetheless, they are bureaucrats and administrators, and they know how this city works, and that may only be an interim measure.
You mentioned that the Iraqis who are beseeching the British soldiers there say, we don't need water, we don't need food, we need security. What is the humanitarian situation? Is there running water? Is there electricity, for example?
There is. Basra has never had 24 hours service of water or electricity. However, there is water to most parts of the city for some hours of the day. There is certainly food. I have seen warehouses of food which were being ransacked. Most of the food there seemed to be from the food for oil program that Iraq was engaged on.
There are reports from Umm Qasr, which is not too far from where you are, of a rather desperate situation in the hospital there, of equipment that's not being washed because there is no water, of supplies that just don't exist anymore. What is the situation there?
Well, I've been to an abandoned military hospital in Basra, which was looted on the Sunday, and I spoke with a senior doctor there. He told me that there was nothing left, that everything had been taken. The hospital was no longer functioning. The main problem is that the generators have been stolen, so that the vaccines and medicines cannot be kept cool, and that the water supply in the smaller towns outside of Basra, the pumping stations and chlorination stations, the pipes from them have been blown up.
Diana, I understand there's also a prison that was liberated in Basra and that local Iraqis have sort of gone to that site to try to find any information they might be able to about relatives who disappeared.
That's right. I had also heard that as the British were attacking Basra, that the prisoners were being executed. So certainly there's a great deal of anxiety in the city as to the fate of those prisoners.
Diana Muriel, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Diana Muriel is a reporter for CNN in the city of Basra in southern Iraq.